This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Renu Dahal, elected mayor of Bharatpur Metropolis, talked between government tech team and Dr. Casey's team come closer to conclusion with the deal likely to be made today. 15th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting to be held in Kathmandu from August 10th and United Nations Security Council backs fresh sanctions against North Korea over missile test. Now news in detail. CPN Ballot Center candidate Renu Dahal has been elected to the post of mayor of Bharatpur Metropolitan City. She garnered 43,127 votes to defeat her nearest rival, Devi Kiwali, from the CPN UML, who got 42,924 votes. Dahal defeated Kiwali with a margin of 203 votes. Kiwali, who was leading the vote tally until counting of votes of ward number 19, relegated in the vote counting of ward number 20. Meanwhile, in the third position, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's mayoral candidate Badri Timmalsena got 6,842 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Parvati Saha has been elected deputy mayor with 47,197 votes. Her closest contender, Divya Sharma Acharya of the UML, got 39,525 votes. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's deputy mayoral candidate came third with 7,252 votes. The UML candidates have won in 40 wards of the metropolis, while Nepali Congress candidates in 12 wards and Mao Center candidates in 3 wards. There are 29 wards in Bharatpur Metropolis. Bharatpur Metropolitan City is the sole metropolis among 4 metropolises to elect female candidates to the post of mayor and deputy mayor. Talks between government talk team and hesitating senior orthopedic surgeon Dr. Govinda Casey's team have come close to conclusion. Nepal Medical Association Chair Dr. Muktiram Srasta said that the talks held at Ministry of Education last evening has paved the way for further passes of medical education bill under consideration in the parliament. Dr. Srasta further quoted Secretary of the Ministry of Education and said that the ministry is ready to address the demand of Dr. Casey by holding formal talks with the concerned stakeholders today. Meanwhile, those expressing solidarity with hesitating Dr. Govinda Casey organized a rally in his support in the capital city yesterday. Members of the various social organizations and stakeholders started the rally from Maithikar Mandala and ended in Excavation Road. Senior orthopedic surgeon Dr. Casey has been staging fast into death for 11th time since July 24th, demanding overall reforms in the health and medical education sector in the country. His demand also include earlier endorsement of National Medical Education Act and immediate appointment of assistant deans in Institute of Medicine. Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal could not decide on whether or not to participate in the local level election to be held in province number 2 on September 18th. At the end of the four-day meeting of the party yesterday, the party is to hold discussion on the matter today as well. Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal leader Keshav Jha said the meeting held discussion on the election, the party's statute and the political report among other issues. As many as 97 leaders, including the 6 members of party presidium, had put their views in the four-day meeting. 4 girls drowned in a roadside ditch in Goradha municipality, 4 of Rotha district. Last afternoon, the deceased have been identified as Sangeeta Kumari Shaha and Sunita Kumari Shaha, Sunaina Kumari Shaha and Susmita Shaha, permanent resident of the municipality. It had been learned that the girls were cousins with their fathers being siblings. The police said the incident occurred when the girls who were accompanying their parents in the paddy field downed while taking bath in the newly made ditch to avoid scorching afternoon heat at around 2:30 p.m. Police have recovered the bodies and sent to the Gore Best District Hospital for post-mortem. Meanwhile, two persons who had gone missing since the day before have been found dead at Palhin Nanda Rural Municipality 3. The incident took place when 51-year-old Brijalal Gupta entered into a manhole flooded by the rainwater to rescue an 11-year-old child, Krishna Gupta, but unfortunately both of them went missing. They were found dead last morning. Meanwhile, Ibrahim Mia of the same locality was also swept away by the local Khajura rivulet. He has not been found so far. A man from Palpa has died of swine flu in course of treatment in Kathmandu, while four others died of a disease that is yet to be ascertained. 74-year-old Manbahadur Chidi of Mathagari Rural Municipality 3 died in course of treatment at Bayoda Hospital in Palku. The hospital confirmed that Chidi died yesterday of the H1N1 virus, according to information officer of the District Public Health Office in Palpa. Meanwhile, four other undergoing treatment at Lumbini Medical College Palpa have died. They were suffering from fever, throat pain, dry cough and diarrhea, but the reasons behind the death is yet to be ascertained. The death took place between July 21st to August 4th. A total of 7 houses at Mahakulung Rural Municipality, 1 in the Solukhumbu district, have been swept away by a landslide. The houses of Ram Bahadur Basnet, Naran Kumar Basnet, Prem Kumar Basnet, Lakshman Basnet, Tara Kumari Basnet, Kumari Basnet and Padam Basnet were swept away by the recent landslide. According to the Rural Municipality Chair Sagar Kirati, these families are forced to take shelter in their relatives' houses. Similarly, other 30 houses in the locality are at high risk of the landslide. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed deep sorrow on the demise of 6 people, including 4 of the same family in Durpatan and Nirsakola Rural Municipality of Baglung yesterday, and 9 people in a jeep accident in Toti district. The president also expressed grief over the loss of lives and properties incurred in the landslide and road accident taking place in different parts of the country. The president has stressed that the government should always be cautious to lessen the loss brought by the natural disasters. President Bhandari also urged all the concerned government agencies to immediately pay attention to the loss of lives and properties caused by the natural calamities and road accident. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Education Gopal Man Srivastava said government has laid greater focus on reforming the quality of education in public schools and preparations are underway for education program in line with the federal setup in the country. Inaugurating the 3-storied and 6-room building of Gokarna Secondary School built at Gokarna in Kathmandu district yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srivastava emphasized on the skill-oriented vocational as well as information and technology-oriented academic program for the public schools. Also speaking at the program, Australian Ambassador to Nepal Peter Butt pledged for further cooperation from the Government of Australia for education sector in Nepal. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयामा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयामा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयामा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरु बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
Ramaunuhos Nepal Telecom ko sasto internet ma Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Dr. Sasang Koirala has urged the newly elected People's Representative to work as per the people's aspirations. Addressing a day-long orientation to the People's Representatives elected on Nepali Congress ticket in Parasi yesterday, he called on People's Representatives to work in deference to the people's aspirations, keeping them at heart. Leader Koirala said that all the sides should come together and chart out development course of the country. General Secretary of CPN UMLA Sur Pokhrel has expressed his confidence that his party will emerge the biggest one in province number 2, where the third phase of local election is due on September 18th. At a program organized by CPN UML Janakpur chapter at Janakpur in Dhanusar district yesterday, Leader Pokhrel said UML won the most number of seats in local bodies in earlier two rounds of election due to people's trust to the party. Leader Pokhrel said UML is in favor of constitution amendment, but certain issues in the amendment proposal are not clear. Therefore, UML is against it. The 15th Bimistek Ministerial Meeting is being held in Kathmandu on coming 10th August. The meeting will be preceded by 18th session of the Bimistek Senior Officials Meeting. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Durba is settled to inaugurate the ministerial meeting and address the meeting on 10th August 2017. The foreign ministers are settled to have a collective call on prime ministers on the same day. The foreign affairs ministers of the Bimistek member states are expected to participate in the meeting. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Masahase Ogawa has expressed happiness over the almost completion of local level election in Nepal after around two decades. At a program organized yesterday by the Biratnagar Metropolitan City, he expressed confidence that the promulgation of the new constitution will envisage well for the development of the country and livelihood of the people. Noting that Nepal and Japan have shared close and friendly relations since long, Japanese Ambassador Ogawa said his thought to do something important for the advancement of Nepal's second biggest city, Biratnagar. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now on some international news. The United Nations Security Council has agreed on fresh sanction against North Korea over its missile program. A resolution banning North Korea exports and limiting investment in the country was passed unanimously. The U.S. Ambassador to UN, Nikki Haley, said it was the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation. Pyongyang tested two intercontinental ballistic missiles in July, claiming it now had the ability to hit the U.S. However, experts doubt the capability of the missiles to hit their targets. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned U.S. President Donald Trump he risks political suicide if he scraps the nuclear deal with Tehran. At his swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would continue to abide by the terms of the deal as long as the other signatories do the same. The White House says Iran is complying with the deal, but Mr. Trump says Iran is violating its spirit. Last month, the U.S. Senate Department announced new sanction on the country. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. There are also chances of light rainfall at some places. Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 30.5 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 21.4 degrees Celsius, relative humidity 98%, and average rainfall 8 millimeter. Before the end of the news, let's have the reminder of the headlines once more. Renu Dahal elected mayor of Bharatpur Metropolis. Talks between government talk team and Dr. Casey's team come closer to conclusion with a deal likely to be made today. 15th Bimistek Ministerial Meeting to be held in Kathmandu from 10th August and UN Security Council backs fresh sanctions against North Korea over missile test. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website, www. www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.
समाचार हामी रेडियो नेपालबाट